This is Audible.
The Decision, a short western. Written by J.C. Holsey. Narrated by Steve Blizzen. Somewhere, Texas, 1869. The tall, slim man, with dark brown, neatly trimmed hair, pulled the stock tightly into his shoulder and looked down the sights of his Henry rifle at his target. His whiskey-colored eyes squinted in the glaring noonday sun. The Henry was his most prized possession and his most favorite weapon to use. His accuracy with it was legendary, as he seldom, if ever, missed what he shot at. Today, he was going to collect $500 with this one shot. Vincent McConnell is a bounty hunter with a reputation for always bringing in his man, dead or alive. He learned a long time ago that dead was a lot easier. He took his time, wetting the sight with a dab of spit to keep the sun's glare off it. He sat very still, waiting for his target to get within range. As the man drew closer, he saw something that surprised him and caused him to hesitate. If his eyes weren't playing tricks on him, he was looking at a female, a young, good-looking female. Vincent had never killed a woman before. In fact, he had never known or even heard of a woman being an outlaw or a killer. He took his finger off the trigger and scratched his ear. The flyer that I found after 2 hours of rummaging through the sheriff's stash read Max Freeman. That's what got me mixed up. Who would have thought that Max stood for Maxine? What am I going to do? Maybe I should just look at it as another 500 and do it. I don't know, though. It just don't feel right. Well, you better decide something pretty soon. She's going to ride past you. Maybe I can take her in. The poster did say dead or alive. Yeah, that's what I'll do. He released the hammer on the Henry and slid it into the scabbard on the saddle. He climbed aboard his horse, Rusty, reined him around, and rode down onto the trail. He sat the saddle, as if he were part of it, with his pistol drawn, waiting for her to come round the bend. "Hold up there," he demanded. She pulled up on the reins of her horse. "Who are you, and what do you want?" "You know what I want if you think on it for a minute. Remember a little incident in Rogers Gulch? There was a man got himself killed. Somebody said you did it. I'm going to take you back to be hanged. I believe that's the penalty for murder."
"It wasn't murder. He attacked me. I had no choice. It was either kill him or be killed. You gotta believe me. You do believe me, don't you?"
"Don't make no never mind what I believe. The jury found you guilty. That's all I need to know. Toss your gun over here, nice and easy like. Then turn your horse around and head back the way you came."
"Please, you have to believe me. It was him or me. That's the God's honest truth. I swear."
"Come on, toss the gun to me, now."
She reluctantly tossed her gun to him, made a face at him, turned her horse, and headed back around the bend. "She's sure a looker," he thought. "Her blonde hair shines just like golden silk. And those eyes, what color would you say they are? Green? No, not exactly green. More of a cross between green and blue. More like turquoise. Yeah, turquoise. And the way they flashed when she got angry. I'll bet she's a real spitfire when she lets loose. Are those clothes too small for her, or does she just fill 'em out in all the right places? Like I said, she's a looker, but it don't matter none. She's a convicted killer, worth $500. Court sentenced her to hang. I can't let her go. I've got a reputation to look out for. Why am I even thinking about this? She sure got a pretty neck. Ain't gonna be so pretty with a rope around it. I ain't never heard about a woman getting hanged. This will be a first for me. Look at the way she sits in that saddle, her hips swaying with the movement of the horse. Come on, get your mind on the job. She's just a sack of meat worth $500. But oh, what a sack. You know, I don't really need the money, do I? I've got plenty saved up. Wonder if she'd consider taking off with me. Boy, you've got it bad, don't you? Has it been so long since you had a woman that you're letting this one affect you like this? But she's about the prettiest thing I've seen in a very long time. What the hell? He stopped his horse. Hold up there. I've got a proposition for you. I don't really know how to put it, so here goes. What would you say to turning around and leave this part of the country with me? I realize you don't know me, but I am better than the alternative, ain't I? What do you say? Her turquoise eyes flashed at me, and those pretty pouty lips opened just a little as she looked as though she was going to turn me down. How do I know you won't change your mind later and turn me in? Like you said, I don't know you. It's up to you, but you need to decide something real soon. I'm not the only bounty hunter looking for you. I'd sure hate to tangle with one of them. Most ain't so easy going as me. So, what do you say?
I say let's do it.
It felt like his heart skipped a beat when she said that. Am I one lucky SOB or what? He thought.
Where are we headed?
She asked. I figure we'll head south. Maybe all the way to Mexico. How's that sound?
Like you said, sounds better than a rope, that's for sure. What's your name, since we're going to be traveling together?
Vincent McConnell. And you're Maxine Freeman. That right?
That's right. You said there's others looking for me?
Yeah, $500 is a lot of money. They come out of the woodwork for a reward like that. Let's turn more to the south here. This trail ain't been used in a while. Is your horse limping on his right rear?
I thought he was, and was going to check, but then I ran into you. Hadn't paid no attention since then. Of course, my mind has been on other things, like a rope. Maybe we ought to stop and take a look.
Okay. There's a group of live oaks just ahead next to a small creek where we can water the horses. They reached the spot and reined in. She slid down off her mount. She looks even better off her horse. He climbed off Rusty and tied him to a small tree close to the water. He stood and watched as she bent over to inspect the horse's hoof. Those breeches are stretched extremely tight. My, oh my, what a sight. He wanted to grab her and do unspeakable things to her. She straightened and said,
"Just a small stone. It looks a little bruised, but he'll be all right. That water sure looks refreshing. Have we got time for a dip?"
Is she asking if we got time to go swimming? He asked himself. I reckon we can take time if you really want to. Her eyes flashed again, and she said,
"Oh, yeah, I want to. You gonna join me?"
I must be dreaming. She just asked me if I want to go skinny dipping with her. "You don't have to ask twice," I said. She started removing her clothing as she ran toward the water. I followed behind, enjoying what I could hardly believe I was seeing. Her skin was the color of polished ivory, and her shape? I thought she filled out her clothes pretty well, but it was nothing compared to the way she looked without them. Her shape was perfection. I was right behind her as she dove into the water. I would have had my clothes off in record time, except I was having trouble with my boots. I finally got undressed and jumped in beside her. She splashed playfully and ducked under, then came up next to me. She reached with her tiny hands and pulled me against her wet, slippery body. I grabbed her as she pulled me under. I came up spitting and sputtering.
"What'd you do that for?" I asked. "Just playing around. Don't you like to play?"
"Sure, but I had another game in mind."
"You men are all the same. You've only got one thing on your mind." "Well, all right, if you really want to. Come on." I could hardly contain my excitement. Was this really happening? Was this beautiful woman going to make love to me? I asked myself. She reached the bank before I did. When I stepped out of the water, she was holding her gun pointed directly at my lower extremities.
Hold on there, Max. I thought we had an understanding. We was going to Mexico. Ain't that what we decided?
You decided. I only agreed to keep my neck out of the noose. Now we can do this two ways. Number one is I shoot you where you stand, or number two, I take your clothes and your horse right away, leaving you here in your birthday suit. What's it going to be? The only reason I would leave you alive is because you didn't shoot me. Now, have you decided what it's going to be?
That's really not any kind of a choice. Any sane person is going to choose to stay alive. I do think, though, you should leave my pants. Man could freeze out here at night. It gets awfully cold here in these mountains. What do you say? Leave something to cover up with?
You know, I like the way you looked standing there in the all together. Your face ain't bad looking neither. I kind of wish we'd met under different circumstances. We could have had a lot of fun together.
It's not too late. We can still have some fun. A lot of fun. Come on. I offered you your freedom, and this is how you repay me. Think about it. I'm not such a bad guy. In fact, I can be extremely nice, if you'll let me.
Well, you do have a valid point. There's just one requirement.
You think you can treat me as an equal?
Absolutely. Even Steven. Straight down the middle. Share and share alike. That sound all right to you?
I reckon that'll do. Why don't you come on out and put your clothes on while I start a fire?
I sure appreciate this. You got makings for coffee in your saddlebags?
Sure do. You gonna make it or you want me to?
I'll make it this time, but don't think I'm gonna do it every time. Equal, remember?
I remember.
Maybe I could fry some bacon with that coffee.
Yeah, let's make a meal of it.
You do have bacon, don't you?
Right next to the coffee. She walked over to my horse and rummaged around in my saddlebags. She removed the coffee pot, coffee, skillet, and a small slab of bacon. She carried it all back to the middle of the clearing.
Hurry and get dressed. I need some help gathering wood for a fire.
She had a small fire going as she spoke. Be there in a minute, I answered. I had my clothes on and was strapping my gun belt around my waist. I stood, adjusting the belt until it felt right, the way I liked it. I turned, and she was pointing her gun at me again.
I just wanted to make sure you was going to live up to your end of the bargain.
I held my hands palm out in the air. Satisfied? I asked.
I reckon.
She slid her gun into the holster and turned back to the fire. As she bent down to stir the bacon in the pan, I shook my head again, enjoying the sight. I'm sure sorry about this, I said, as I drew my pistol and shot her in the back. She fell forward across the flames, her clothing quickly igniting. I removed the spent cartridge from the cylinder of my gun and replaced it with a new one, then slid it back into the holster. I walked over and pulled my $500 reward out of the fire.
Other books by J.C. Halsey. Angel Falls, Texas. Velvet Sky, Arizona. Angry Orchard, Colorado. Clear Stone, Wyoming. Itching Tree, Idaho. Windy Butte, New Mexico. Devil's Dance, Dakota Territory. Redemption Road. Red Rose. The Concho Kid. Ugly Mugly. Gutshot. The Old Man. The Waterhole. Some Stuff I Wrote. Some More Stuff I Wrote. Even More Stuff I Wrote. Newest Stuff I Wrote. Brand New Stuff I Wrote. Brand Spanking New Stuff I Wrote. Look What I Found. Oldest Coon Hunter in Somerville County, compiled by Confessions of a Battered Wife,
compiled by. This has been The Decision, a short Western, written by J.C. Holsey, narrated by Steve Blizzen. Copyright June 4th, 2015, by J.C. Holsey. Production copyright 2016 by Outlaws Publishing, LLC. This has been a Clear Voice Media production.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.